This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit is here. We are just aligned with the frequencies of heaven, the healing power, the love, the grace, the glory of all of heaven. And we're going to give the Holy Spirit room to move, for the breath of God to blow upon you, for the dimensions of God's love, the depths of His glory to open up over your life. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, just blow upon your people today, because one breath of God can change everything. Right now, just receive the frequencies and the melodies of heaven. Because when everything is aligned with heaven, we come into a place of perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect love. For the completion of the Our Father prayer is coming. Jesus told us on earth as it is in heaven. He wants you to live on earth as it is in heaven. He wants you to release a kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Wave of God's healing power right now. We speak to depression. We speak to heaviness. We speak to sickness. It all must go in the light of God. Be healed by the blood of Jesus. Be restored by the light of Christ. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Let the glory of God take you up, up into the heavenly realms. For Jesus has already come down. Now it's our job to go up to Christ. That we are on the earth in the body, but in the spiritual realm, you are seated in heavenly places next to Christ Jesus. Just keep prophetically ministering.
For these are the words that I speak to you. Unbound, unbound, unbound. I take from you your grave clothes. Unbound, unbound, unbound. The grave clothes fall on the ground. No more death for you, only life. Be unbound, be unbound, be unbound. And I call you not only to be unbound, but to unbind people who are bound up. That's what I call you to, because you were once bound, and now you have been set free. It is time for you to go and unbind people with the power of my Spirit, with the power of my Holy Spirit. I call you to do that which was done to you. I did it to you. Now you go and do it for others. I will lead people to you that are all bound up. And you, by God's grace, have been given the gift and the ability to unbind people. Do not think that you do it on your own. It is the power of my Spirit within you that does the impossible. For I say to you this day, nothing is impossible Nothing is impossible because Jesus has conquered sin, death, and Satan through the power of his death and resurrection. Nothing, 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 nothing is impossible in Jesus Christ. Nothing, nothing at all.
Oh, death, how you have lost your sting. For heaven doesn't come as a place when you die. Heaven comes right now. The moment you were saved, you were rejoined into divine union with the Blessed Trinity. For I have called you to be more than a conqueror. I have called you to break strongholds. Do you know who you are in my Son? Do you know who you are in Christ, the power you carry? That you are more than a conqueror, and nothing will separate you from the love of God. For it is not by might, it is not by power, it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. By the power of my Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible for you. For you have the power to lay hands on the sick and watch them to be healed. You have the power to work miracles. You have the power to release my glory. For Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, to undo all the works of the enemy, for nothing will hurt you. Jesus didn't say, I will do it for you. He has said, I have given you all power, all authority, all dominion. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. Now go and have dominion. I have restored what Adam has lost. You are the Christ of this earth. Go and subdue the earth. Satan has corrupted the systems of this world, but I have called you to bring them all back under the order and the authority of Jesus Christ. To reorder all that Satan has disordered, first in yourself and then in the world. Right now in the spiritual realm, I see fireballs. We are burning with the fire of Jesus Christ. Feel yourself being burned up in the fire of the Holy Spirit's love. That strongholds are coming tumbling down. Sickness, heaviness, fear, depression. It is being burned out in the fire of God. For there is a baptism of water, the 30-fold. The baptism of the Spirit, the 60-fold. But the baptism of God's fire, the 100-fold. Where he begins to burn out everything of earth, everything of you, everything of that has to do with sin, so that Jesus Christ can be resurrected in your life. Receive the fire of God right now.
The fire of God. On the day of Pentecost, they not only spoke in other languages, but there was fire on top of their heads. The fire of the Holy Spirit. What the church needs now, what I need now, is more of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Not only words. My words mean nothing unless they are backed up by the power of the Holy Spirit. My words mean nothing. That's why I preach Christ. You know, when you preach Christ, you have the power of the Holy Spirit resting upon you. Oh, I do not preach the church. I preach Christ, and Christ brings them to the church. Oh, yes. The apostles were not sent to preach the church. The apostles were sent to preach Jesus, crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead. That's what they were called to do. And what happened? 3,000 people were added to the church. Preach Christ, and the church is full. Don't preach Christ, and the church dwindles and dwindles and dwindles. Preach Christ always.
Don't just preach the word of God. Be the living word of God. People change when you go from just quoting the word to living the word. With a living frequencies, a living word of God. Jesus said, everything I have, you can have and more. The abundant life is already inside of you. I already live inside of you. I have already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. But you need to come in complete alignment with the kingdom of heaven. Every thought must be in alignment with the kingdom of heaven. Everywhere we look, every word, every decision that you make, we are either moving deeper into the kingdom or moving away from the kingdom. There is no neutrality in the spiritual realm. Every step we take, every word we speak, every thought we think, we're either moving towards Jesus or away from him. We're either moving towards Jesus or away from him. But you know what Jesus wants to do? He wants to release you from your human limitations. That in Christ, there is no limit for what you can do. John said, as Christ was in the world, so are you. Jesus said, everything that I did, you will do it greater. But do we believe it? Do we live in the word of God? Some people read the word of God so that we can confirm what we already know. But there's others that read the word of God to find out what we don't know. It is a king's ransom to find out the mysteries of God. There are deep mysteries that Jesus wants to reveal to you. There are places in the spirit that God wants to take you. There are realms of God's love in the depths of his power that he wants to move you into. That Jesus wants to activate the supernatural in you. You are a supernatural being living in a natural reality. You are a multidimensional being existing in the spiritual realm in heaven, in the body on earth, created to be a meeting place between heaven to earth. That when someone encounters you today, they're encountering another dimension. They're encountering the risen Lord Jesus Christ living within you. They're encountering all the power and all the glory of heaven. That when someone sees you, there's something a little different about you. Your eyes are like fire. They are a light with the light of God. I'm looking at a sticker on Father Tom's desk, and it is Jesus telling us, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me, that's you, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That means that uncreated light of Jesus Christ resides within you. That Shekinah glory is emanating across you. That when you walk in a room, you're shifting the spiritual atmosphere. When you walk in a room, you're switching the dimensions of the room, and you're bringing down heaven upon earth by your presence, by the words you speak. The kingdom of God is voice activated. Have you activated the kingdom of God today by decreeing into the spirit the blessings of Jesus Christ, not only upon you, but upon others? I decree in the name of Jesus for God's power to begin to fall upon you now, that all 300 trillion cells in your body are filled with the light of Christ, and you begin to burn right now with the fire of the Holy Spirit.
And if you don't do it, I will send out others. But I am speaking to you today.
To you.
To you today. Do it in the name of my son Jesus. Do not think about your weaknesses. For in your weakness I am most strong. Do not think about your past sins, for they have been covered and forgiven in the blood of Jesus. Do not think about your inability, for I tell you, Simon Peter was very unable, and yet I poured out my spirit upon him in a way that attracted 3,000 people, 3,000 men on the day of Pentecost. Do not worry about yourself. I am able. I have been using men and women for centuries. You are no match to my power. You are no match to my power. You are no match to my power. It is I who have called you in your weakness. It is I that will move you from weakness to faith, and from faith to power, and from power to resurrection.
Oh.
I will move you. I will move you. I will move you. My hand is upon your head. My hand, which was nailed to the cross, it's on your head. Glorified wounds in my hand, on your head right now, so that you would go out and you would do the work of an evangelist. Oh, yes. That's what I want you to do, the work of an evangelist, to go and tell people that I, Jesus Christ, am the one that consumed sin, broke the back of Satan, and I have come to overcome the world through my death, burial, and resurrection. Go out! Do not stay seated in your house, listening to us. Go out and tell people about the new life that is available for them. One person at a time. One person at a time. For I tell you, when you come to this microphone and radio and listen to what is said, you are responsible to go out and do it. One at a time. We are not talking to you so that your ears would be itchy. We are talking to you so that you would go out and do the work of God.
For the same glory the Father has given me, I give to you. For the same glory that the Father has given to me, I give to you. You are already equipped with every blessing in the spiritual realm. I have equipped you to do whatever I call you to do. All you need to do is step out of the boat, keep your eyes upon me, and you will begin to walk on water. For I have brought you to this earth with a mission. And I have given you every gift, every resource, every ability to complete the mission to the fullest extent that we have agreed upon in the heavens, that is written on your scroll before the foundation of the earth. For let the glory of my Son, let the glory of the Father, let the glory of the Spirit begin to overtake you right now. For right now I am releasing a refreshment upon you. For right now I am filling you with the Father's glory. And it is only the glory of God that can equip you to do the works that you were called to do. It is only the fire of the Spirit that can begin to burn out all the fear, all the anxiety, all the hesitation, which has nothing to do with me. For boldness is a fruit of the Spirit. When you are humble, you are bold. Because humility is not relying on the power of man, but is relying on the power of God. Humility is not thinking less about yourself. It is thinking about yourself less. Because when you think not about yourself, but the heavenly glory that I have given to you, all things begin to flow. For I have created you to receive the divine flow in every area of your life where you receive from heaven and you release upon earth. And the more you release, the more it opens the heavens for you to receive. If it's money you receive from me, you release back into the kingdom. If it's a power in the anointing of God, you receive it in the secret place from me. And you release it to everyone you come across. And the more you pray for people, the more you minister, the more you release the kingdom, the more you can receive. For when you minister to other people, Jesus will come and minister directly to you. There comes a point when you come off milk and you get to solid food, where there becomes no mediator, where you don't need to wait for me or Father Tom or the man of God to pray for you, that you are receiving directly from heaven, that you are a conduit. Are you a conduit of the Holy Spirit? Are you like a rock in a river with the grace of God running over you? Or are you like a sponge receiving everything that God has to give to you? Because God does not see as man sees. God sees the heart. And the wider your heart is, the more you surrender to God, the more you can receive his love. For if you want the hundredfold, you need to become comfortable with the uncomfortable. God never wants you to be comfortable, because Jesus wants to move you from glory to glory, and to move to higher realms into the spirit, to move into deeper dimensions of God's power and more of his love. He's going to lift you higher, and he's going to let you be there for a moment. And then he's going to stretch your soul even more and more, because he needs to grow your soul so you are disposed to receive everything that God wants to give. For God does not pour out the Spirit by measure, but how big is your measuring cup? See, in heaven, everyone is completely filled, but some people just have bigger cups. And our cups grow when we are comfortable with the uncomfortable. We need to move out of our comfort zone to get into the glory zone. See, when you give God your life, he's going to tell you to do things that you might not want to do in the moment. To give lots of money to the kingdom. He'll stop you on the street and say, go give the word of God to that person. Go lay hands upon them. Go tell them about the Father's love. There may be a homeless person that doesn't smell like heaven. And God says, go give him a hug. He is made in my image. He is my child. There is many things that God calls us to do, but it all comes down to one thing that we do: God's will. In this moment, we do God's will. In the next moment, we do what God calls us to do. But we need to receive in the secret place and let go of the past. It is gone. The future isn't real. Jesus Christ only exists in the here and the now. And right here, right now, heaven is being poured out upon you.
And now is the time of salvation. Not tomorrow. Not on Sunday when you go to church. Now is the time of salvation. And I call each of you, whether you know me or not, to come to the cross, to come to the cross where I have bled to forgive your sins. Come, do not walk. Run to the cross. Run to the cross. Place your head upon the wood of the tree. I have come to save you. I have come to deliver you. I have come to heal you. I have come to forgive you. Do not think that your past is greater than the light that I am. I have all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me. Run to the cross today. Run to the cross today and say to him who is love, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will, even as the mother of Jesus came to do the will of God. Oh, yes, she who had no husband was told that she would conceive and bear a son and call his name Jesus. And her response should be our response. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And when that word was spoken, the eternal God leapt down into the womb of the woman of faith, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.